This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Good Shepherd, bless us in your sheepfold. Bless us through the gate. Bless us in pastures haunted by wolves. At home or away, help us to know that we are held in your ever-loving and everlasting arms. Help us to be assured that you know and whisper our name. Amen. Good morning. My favorite story connected with Good Shepherd Sunday goes like this. There is a scripture professor who lectures on the I am sayings of Jesus, and he concentrates a lot on the I am the Good Shepherd story. And he's always telling his students, now you know that sheep have to be led. You can't push them from behind. You have to lead them. That's the way it works. And then he goes into the theological implications of that. Well, the opportunity comes, and he is able to be with his students, with the sheep out in the pasture in the Holy Land on a pilgrimage. And he's telling them this story. The sheep have to be led. Suddenly there is a flock of sheep. But there is a man running behind the sheep. And the students are aghast at this. Professor, you've been telling us all along that the shepherd leads, and look at this. Well, the professor himself, he is just crazed with curiosity about what this is. This is what he's taught his whole life. So he runs down the man and he says, I always thought that shepherds led the sheep, and here you are behind. And the man says, no, you got it right. I'm not the shepherd. I'm the butcher. I love that one. Maybe because I love lamb chops. Good Shepherd Sunday. What a great, great opportunity the church gives us every fourth Sunday after Easter. And it coincides with Earth Sunday. And I was asked to try to tie the two together. And for the life of me, I don't know how to do it other than take care of the green pastures that God leads us to, because that's our job. So there you go. Shepherds are special throughout the Bible. I mean, we can look at Abraham. He was a shepherd. David was a shepherd. Moses was a shepherd. Bring it into Christian times. Saint Joan of Arc, the shepherdess on the green. In our Celtic heritage, Saint Cuthbert. Here he is a shepherd out in the fields at Old Melrose. He hears the call of God to go to Lindisfarne. And he goes there and becomes the great prior and the great saint that we know him to be. Shepherds, for some reason, God chooses shepherds. But God also chooses sheep. And that's what we are called to be. Now, the whole idea that shepherds lead the sheep is true. It is true. If it was a shepherd, he would have been leading the sheep. The sheep know the voice of that shepherd, and they follow the shepherd. And it is true that the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. And if you've ever been in that situation where there are different flocks of sheep with different shepherds, the shepherds will call their sheep, and those particular sheep that belong to that shepherd will segregate themselves and follow only their shepherd. It's an amazing thing. It's a great analogy that Jesus gives. But he also gives another analogy connected with this I am, because in John's gospel, he not only talks about being the good shepherd, but he also talks about himself being the gate for the sheep. I am the gate. Now, I ran across a little video that was shot in Israel that shows you how the shepherd is the gate. And I'd like us to watch this little clip now, if we could.
Mm-hmm.
great image, an enclosure that will protect the animals led in to that enclosure by the shepherd, and then to be led out by the shepherd. But in the meantime, when you're in that area of protection, there is the shepherd literally becoming the gate so that the bad wolves can't get in to hurt the sheep, and any of the wandering sheep can't get out of the pen to get into trouble at nighttime. And Jesus says, that's who I am. Now, the question that they asked there, have you entered the gate? Maybe I would rephrase it a little bit. And I would rephrase it into what my mom and dad used to say to me. When I was young, and maybe you can relate to this, August in St. Louis was ungodly hot. We had one little room air conditioner. And inevitably, on a day off, one of my buddies would come to the front door. And you'd open the front door and he'd say, Marty, can you come out and play? And then I would say, well, why don't you come in here? We're watching the baseball game or something like that. And the conversation would go on. And my parents sitting on the couch, their eyes would be rolling back because they are counting the dollars that the air conditioning is now going out and air conditioning St. Louis as we're having that conversation. And mom and dad say three words every time. In or out? Well, this is the question that we got to answer. In or out? Do you want to have this shepherd, this good shepherd, lead you into that pasture? Do you want to place all your hopes in him? It's so appropriate that we get this kind of a gospel every fourth Sunday after Easter because we have just lived through the story of what that good shepherd has done for us. That he's gone before us. We even talked last week about him going through that beautiful gate on Palm Sunday. And everything he went through the most horrible death imaginable, and everything in his life, having gone through everything we could ever possibly go through in our lives, and he came out on the other side with eternal life and offers the same to each one of us. So it becomes for us then, do you want to be his sheep? In or out? There are some incredible guarantees when we do that. That's number one. But when we choose to be in, guess what? We're not going to stay in. We are going to be called to go out, led by the good shepherd. It would be nice to have our holy huddle and we stay in that little holy huddle, all protected and all happy and everything's wonderful. But there's a world out there that we're called to be a part of. And whether it's related to environmental issues with Earth Sunday that we celebrate today, or all the ministries to which we are called to do in the school and in the workplace and in our lives, we're called to go out. And going out, yes, we will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But we will fear no evil. Why? Because we know that we're going back into that protected area and that good shepherd is not going to leave us forsaken. He is not the hired hand who in tough times will let us go. So we're going to be led out. I ran across this quote from Elizabeth Lesser, great spiritual writer, and she writes this. The spiritual life begins when we stop searching for answers that make us feel safe and decide instead to set out into the vastness of life and death with a willingness to grow. As we cultivate this sense of fearless adventure, our ordinary lives become extraordinary. Once we have gotten to the point of accepting that we're going to follow this good shepherd, every single moment of our lives takes on added significance. because now it has new meaning. And there is no dull task, no difficult circumstance that cannot become redeemable, that cannot become an opportunity for the good shepherd to redeem. What a great opportunity it is for us. And the thing is, once we go out, we can't look back. I know we have a good shepherd who comes through locked doors, but he doesn't come through locked doors to keep us inside. He comes through locked doors to take us back out. We've been reading in Acts these days, and the reading that's assigned for today that we don't hear on a fourth Sunday is Peter up before the trial because he's healed that man and they don't like it. And there he is, not knowing if they're going to do to him what they did to Jesus, but he testifies without fear. Because, yes, Jesus has become his good shepherd, and he knows he fears no evil. So too for us. The doors closed behind us. I ran across a little quote from Anne Lamott, who we've quoted here before. And she says that abundance for us is on the other side of giving up all hope of having a different past. I love the quote. We can't have a different past, can we? But don't we have to give that up and start anew today? Choosing to be in the enclosure so that God can lead us out and onward and upward in our lives. Deciding to begin living right now where we are, just as we are. There's a song that was popular back in the 70s or 80s, I don't know which, but I couldn't get it out of my mind this week, and it's from a movie called Mahogany, and I know nothing about the movie, so I apologize if it's racy or anything. But there's a song in that movie that Diana Ross sings called Do You Know Where You're Going To? Remember that song? Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? The song goes on. Do you get what you're hoping for? When you look behind you, there's no open door. Makes the same theological point. I don't think she had that in mind when she sang it. But we can't go back. But we know that the Good Shepherd is going to lead us back to safety and protection if we're willing to forge ahead. That's what this message is all about. So in or out, it's our choice. I'd choose the Good Shepherd. Amen.